We are learning Masechta Shavuos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines before the wide lines. So it's around six lines from the top. The first word on line Ligvais, two lines from the wide lines. Ikla Rav Nachman Lasura. Rav Nachman went, took a big trip to Sura. Sura is in the middle of Bavel, and he went, took a trip there. Ola Gaber Rav Chista Rav Avuna. So the God of Adar came to town, so Rav Chista Rav Avuna went to visit him. Omru Lei. So these two Talmidei Chachamim told Rav Nachman, Leisi Mar Nekla Rav Shmuel. Let's sit down and just knock out Rav Shmuel once and for all. Amar Lahu Ichbulu Vasoy Kol Hani Parsi Lemikra Lahadar Rav Shmuel. You think I came all the way here just to knock out the halacha of Rav Shmuel? But I'll tell you one thing. Elohavu Deloy Lahosav Allah. Which means, we're not going to add on to it. And before we see what the Kagain is, I'll give you explain what that means. That means there's a lot of times a father's Chayav Shmuel. The case that Rav Shmuel was talking about, a case where the father was Chayav Shmuel to the Yarshim of Shimon, of the Loiva, right? That was the case. There's another case of father could be Chayav Shmuel. He was made the Miksas on this money. He had an Erecha Kenega this money. He was collected from Meshavadim. So there, we won't say like Rav Shmuel. There you could be Meirish that right to the children, and children make their own Shmuel. There you could be. The only time we say you can't be Meirish money that has to be acquired by Shmuel is only from Yisayman. But other cases, not. Don't be moiser Rav Shmuel. The Amar Rav Papa Hapoygim as Shtaroi. Someone who has a star. Let's say the father has a star, and Umes, the life is still alive, and he tells, he said already in the lifetime that Shimon, you know, I know you pay me part of it, but you still owe me the rest. So here's a case of Poygim Shtaroi. Star loses its strength because I already said part of it was paid, so he has to make a shvua. You should collect the rest. He has to make a shvua to collect the rest. So the halacha is, so here, the halacha is that Yarshim, even the father dies, the Yarshim amazed, Yarshim is from shvua, Yarshim and Eitlim. The Yarshim can make a shvua as Yarshim, and they take it. And even though Rav Shmuel said he can't be Meirish money that needs a shvua here, can you make the shvua? So in such a case, we agree. And like we said, it'll be who did Erecha in those cases. Now what's the reason for this? So some Rishayim say, Pashut Balabatish. That really, the Ramban and Razba, I think, say that way. The Be'emes Rav Nachman is not like Rav Shmuel, but he doesn't want to argue Rav Shmuel directly. So you said that, okay, that case will agree to you. Every other case will not agree to you. That's one mahalach. The Rosh has another mahalach. Rosh says there's a reason to this. That when it comes to a shvuah that you have to make from Yisayimim, it's something we feel bad for the Yisayimim, therefore, you always make a shvuah for the Yisayimim. That shvuah, we gave very big strength to that shvuah, that it can't be merited to the children if the children can't make that shvuah. But any other shvuah, we don't care so much. There's a reason for this. There's a reason for Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel don't want a shvuah for Yisayimim, or more makbid. So let's see what's considered like Rav Shmuel, not like Rav Shmuel. Zog to Gemara, who, the shachiv, a guy died, the shavik arva, he left his orif. The story was over here that Reuven lent money to Shimon with the Orev, with a guarantor, a co-signer, and a star, obviously. And the Loiva died Chayim Malva. So at this point, right, the Malva has to take a Shua. And then the Malva died, and the Yisayim came to collect, and they from the other Yisayim. And the thing is, the Yisayim didn't have money, went to the Orev. So is this, so now, could they make a shua or not? We say, if they go to Yisayimim, they can't make a shua. But to the Arif, maybe that's not exactly the case of Rav Shmuel. That's not exactly the case. So he thought, maybe this is like lo hava lo yosavla. Sovra papa lemeima, ha nami lo yosavla. And therefore, the Yarshik make a shua and get the money. So I'm like, no, I'm a lay Rav Hun, ready for a shua, our papa, oto arva lo vasi, arva lo yosavla. That's cool collecting from Yisayimim. Because where does the Arif go after he pays? It goes back to Yisayimim, says, you owe me money. So that's cool collecting from Yisayimim. That is a case of Rav Shmuel. It's not a different case. Another question, if this is like Rav Shmuel or not, who the Shachiv, the guy who died, the Malva who died in this case, he didn't have any children. Vishavik Achri, left a brother who was Yerish. Maybe here the brother can make a Shuva, because the brother is not Yarshim. So, well, yeah, the other thought, Lohislo, it's not Yerushim, not the exact same case. Only Rava, Mali Shavikdanu Abmashim Achi. What's the difference? Like, because it might be still Yerush, and it's still Yisayimim, and the only way to collect this is with a Shua. It's the same thing. A brother or kids are the same thing. We don't think Rav Shmuel Mamash literally. We have to know the spirit of Rav Shmuel also. It means if you're collecting from Yisayimim in any way, if the Arav is to go after Yisayimim, or here if it's a brother collecting from the Yisayimim, it's always you have Rav Shmuel. We're just saying for other types of Shavuos, like Poygim Shtaroi, Eid Echad, Meir Miksas, Meshavadim, there you won't have the halacha of Rav Shmuel according to Rav Nachman, because we don't pass the Rav Shmuel in those cases. Omer Rav Chama, what's the halacha l'maisa? Hashla itma hilkas like Rav Shmuel, like Rav Elazar. Today, that we don't have halacha, not like Rav Shmuel, not like Rav Elazar. Hi Dain the Ovik Rav Shmuel Avad. The Ovik Rav Loz Avad. It means a Dain that does a Rav Shmuel, it's good. Does a Rav Loz, it's good also. We don't know what Harpaskin. Amra Papa, Hi Star of the Yasme, the Star of the Yasme, which means like the Malvez Yosemim, hit that star. Loimik Kreenle, don't rip it up. Loik Vunim Kavinle, but don't collect with it. Akvur Lo Kavinim Bay, don't want to feel like Rav Shmuel, we don't like Rav Shmuel. Nikola Karinla, you don't rip it up. The high diner, the Avogar Vlaz, because maybe a dying will do Avogar Vlaz, that will work, so don't rip it up. Zok the Rosh, very important, that if you go to Bezdin, Bezdin says, sorry, we don't collect, and they rip up the star. This means before you go to Bezdin, don't rip up the star, which means you don't say like Tanina and to rip the star. Don't recommend, just stay tight. Hold tight with the star. Maybe someone won't pass with Rav Lazar. Once you go into Bezdin, about the Bezdin will pass with Rav Shmuel, and then rip it up. That's what Rosh says. So it means, that means you, before you go to Bezdin, don't rip it up. That's what it means, that when it says that you don't rip it up, it means before you go to Bezdin, as I state in Rosh, the Rosh says that Kozman Shaloi Bali De Din, Ein Mechayv in L'Kairo, Helva Tchila Avdinen K'Rav Shmuel, Kozman Shaloi Bali De Din, the Vadi Bali V'Rei Adayin, Shalok Lusik L'Chila K'Rav Shmuel. When we came to Chuyiv L'Kairo, of a Bezdin, but don't do that. Don't rip it up. So that's my vaita. Who do I know? The other Rav Loza. The story with a dying did like Rav Loza, which is not like Rav Shmuel, and he let the Yerushim collect with a Shvua. However, Shuvah Rabbanu B'Masse, there was a Talmud Chacham in the city. Amalei, I seen a guard to my Rav, let's talk with Rav Loza. I'll bring you a letter from Eretz Yisrael that we don't pass like Rav Loza. Amalei, okay, l'chi taisi, bring a letter. Well, I'll be chayzer. Also came to Rav Chama, so this Talmud Chacham went in front of Rav Chama and said, and wanted to get a letter about this. Amalei, hi Dina, do I have a says no. That if we pass like Rav Loza, we pass like Rav Loza, that's the way it is. And about that a psak is not a wrong psak. Back to the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah. Ve'elu nushpam shloi b'tayna. Who are the people who swear without a tayna, which means without anyone tining that they owe their money, they make a shvua. Who's that? A shutvim, ha'arisim, those are type of partners. A patropim, that's someone who's in charge of a property. Isha, that takes care of the finances, a ben abayis, which means one of the yarshim, the main brother who's taking care of the finances. These people all make a shvua shloi b'tayna. Freita Gemara, otu b'shuftu neskinim. Why in the world would a guy make a shvua without anyone tining it? Is he crazy? What's he making a shvua for? So Gemara Hakamar ve'il nusbam shloi b'taynas bari ele b'taynas shema. These are the ones whom these people you can make them make a shvua even though you don't have a taynas bari. Hashutuf v'arisim, which means when you have a shutuf or a oris or someone taking care of the money, you're allowed to go over to them and say, I don't know, I'm not sure, I'm missing some money, I'm not sure who took it, I want you to make sure you didn't take that money. And the luck is you could do that, even with a tiny shema. And the reason is, the Gemara is going to say in a second, Tana, first of all, was Ben Bayis, meaning Tana Ben Bayis, Shomru, Loi Shenichnas V'yotzi V'raglov, not that he goes in and out of the house, that's not what Ben Bayis means. El Machnas Loi Payol, Mois Loi Payol, Machnas Loi Paris, Mois Loi Paris. The guy takes care of the finances. Why do these people have to make a shua? They're Meira Teira, and they say that since we're working so hard to run this business, then I like to take a few dollars here and there, I like to take a few kickbacks, why not? I'm working so hard. Since they're Meira Baya Teira, therefore we make a shua even with a Taina Shema. By the way, when it says a Taina Shema, we're going to see the Gemara as we come along, is it's the guy has to be Meira the Mixus a little bit also. The Taina Shem, when I'm going to mix it, is no shvuk. That's a kaifah curl. You go over to the guy, you say, you know, I'm missing some money. I missed like $1,000. You know anything about it? He says, yeah, I took 200. Then he makes a shvuk. Even though it's only Taina Shem. Now the Mara says like this. Omer Rav Yisrael Rav Yemar Rav Nachman. Who's just Taina B'Nayar Shtei Kesef? The Taina Shem has to be at least a total of 2 kesef. Who is that like? If you remember the beginning of the last parak, the Mechlek is Rav Shmuel about this. Who's just Taina B'Nayar Shtei Kesef? Kiman, who's it like? A Shmuel. Shmuel holds that you don't need a kfirah of 2 kesef. The complete claim has to be 2 kesef. For the Gemara, Tana Rav Chiya Sula Rav. Rav Chiya brought right to Rav that you need the kfirah of 2 kesef. So the Gemara, Ema kfirah is Taina Karav. That Rav Yosef is saying is that the kfirah has to be at least 2 kesef. Remember, Rav holds like this. For Moida Mixas, you have to be Moida Pruta and deny at least 2 kesef. The other man, the Yama holds that enough if the whole claim is 2 kesef, and your moida pruta, or your kaifa pruta, is enough. It's 2 machlokes Rav Shmuel. Really, how much the claim has to be, and how much you have to be kaifer. It's 2 machlokes, really. And so here, that will be a shaila I learned over here. Again, like we said here, the taina shema is with a moida mixas, so it has to have a taina shema of a certain amount, and a moida mixas on that. So it's saying in the Mishnah, that if you make them make a shua, so you could do gilgul shua. It says, It starts first like this. If shutvim were mechalek, ein yachal la'ashbia. If cholku ha'shutvim, ein yachal la'ashbia. If they split, you can't make a shvua anymore. Once they split up the partnership, there's no shvua. Then the Gemara says that if you got a skagla shvua makam achar, you can magagla on sakal. That's the Mishnah said. Got the Mishnah? If cholku ha'shutvim, you can't make a shvua. If not, magagla on sakal. Zog the Gemara, boy lahu, mahu, legalgal b'drabanan. What's the halacha if you're legalgal b'drabanan? Which means, if someone has a shvua b'drabanan, let's say he has shvua's hesis, could I use that for a gilgal shvua on something else? Do you say gilgal shvua on the rices or the drabanan? You know what gilgal shvua means? If you have a shvua, I can make a shvua about something else. That makar is from saita, there it's the rice to the shvua. If a guy has a shvua b'drabanan on him, can I legalgal another shvua on him or not? That's the shaila. My legalgal b'drabanan, toshima. Lova himenu erev shvius. Someone took a loan erev shvius, and obviously shvius knocks off that shvua, that loan. Well, the matzah shvius nasaloi shutev for oris, and after shvius he became a shutev oris, and now you can make a shvua. That's a shvua derabbanon. Shvua is a shutev, is a shvua derabbanon. Atzmaya hetta. So aim a galgalin. You're not megalgal. Shvua. Now, why not megalgal? Because since the shmita knocked off the halva, so you can't make a shvua anymore. Obviously, so Gemara says a diak. Time would love a man of shvius, the asu shvius afkate. Shvius knocked off that shvua and knocked off that whole halva. Ha sharsh ne shvua any other year megalgalim. So you see, you could do a gilgal shvua from a drabbanon of shutvus. So you see, from shutvus drabbanon, you could do it. So Gemara loy tema. Hashar says from a galglim, ela ema nasaloi shutif ayores. You know the diak is like this. Not the hashar says from a galglim. Ela ema nasaloi shutif ayores erev shvius. If he came a shutif ayores erev shvius, and the motzah shvius you love a menu, and he claimed, and the case was like this. He became a shutif erev shvius, and he was mechalek. So he's not a shutif anymore at the end of shvius. At the end of shvius, he borrowed money from someone. He lent money to someone. And the guy's been kaifa koil. I don't owe you. So now, I could make a shvua on the shutvis, and the megalgal on that nas lo shutiv oy orus erev shvius mat shvius loy v'menu megalgalim. You can megalgal the shvua on the shutiv. The story is like this: that after shvius he borrowed money, and because of the shvus hesis, let's say he's made the mixas or the raisa, I can't make him make a shvua on a shutvus anymore. You know why? We have a mechalek already. So halach is, you can make a gilgal shvua back to the shutvus from the moedim mixas now, from the deraisa. So it's not a case of drabanan. What's the chiddush of halacha? The chiddush of halacha is that shvius does not knock off the shvus of shutvus. Shvius only knocks out halvas, not shvus of shutvim. That's the chiddush. Loitem ha'shar shvim ha'galgalim ala'im ha'nasu shutvus v'oros erav shvius. And they were mechalek, so he couldn't make a shvua anymore. Well, the matzah shvius, lo v'menu, and he was mechayev ha'shvua d'raisa now, megalgalim onto the shutvus. That's what it says in the Reisha. For example, no, ha'behedik toni lo. That's the first surprise, the nasu shutvus v'oros erav shvius. And they split up, the matzah shvius, lo v'menu, megalgalim. So, what's the Reisha? Must be Reisha's talking about the diak we just said. The diak would be that shar other years. You can megalgal from a shutif to a hava. So you see, shvamina, megalgal with the rabbana, shvamina. You see, megalgal with the rabbana, shvamina. Okay, so we're not going to finish the parak now. We'll finish the parak message tomorrow. It's three more lines. But since the three more lines are very lumped, there's a very good shmak. So I want to save that for tomorrow so we can say it like a mensch. But this Gemara we got Claudia. The Gemara had a shayla, if you megalgal from a rabbana, the Gemara comes out, you are megalgal from the rabbana. And Shabbos, I learned that Brisa. And maybe tomorrow we'll do it over if the Elam feels we have to do it over. Okay.